This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Kazakhstan has abolished the death penalty, making permanent a nearly two-decade freeze on capital punishment in this Central Asian country. The news came in a notice on the presidential website on Saturday. Executions were paused in Kazakhstan in 2003, but courts continue to sentence convicts to death in exceptional circumstances. An Afghan official says unidentified gunmen have shot and killed a journalist and human rights activist in western Afghanistan. The journalist was the fifth reporter to be killed in the war-ravaged country in the past 2 months. A provincial spokesman said the journalist was on a road near the provincial capital of Ghor, returning home to the city after visiting his family in a village nearby when gunmen opened fire at the vehicle. Others in the car were unharmed. No one immediately claimed responsibility for this shooting. Iraqi security forces say their explosives experts are working to neutralize a large mine discovered on an oil tanker in the Persian Gulf and evacuate its crew. The mine had been attached to a tanker chartered by Iraq's oil marketing company that was refueling another vessel. The statement was issued by Iraq's security media cell, which is affiliated with the country's security forces. It's the first official Iraqi confirmation that a mine was discovered on an Iraqi tanker transferring fuel in the Persian Gulf to another vessel. It did not identify the vessels or provide more details. And the U.S. Congress has overridden President Donald Trump's veto of a defense policy bill. It's the first by lawmakers since Mr. Trump took office nearly 4 years ago. In an extraordinary New Year's Day session, the Republican-controlled Senate turned aside the veto, dismissing the president's objections to the $740 billion bill.